welcome to the New Author Podcast with your hosts, Jerry Evanoff and Lindsay Evanoff. The Super Siblings will take you through their days as they write, publish, and market their books. They'll talk about their successes, their mistakes, and everything in between. And occasionally, they'll veer off into tangents that will most likely be discussion of which episode of The Office is their favorite. Seriously, they talk about The Office a lot. So sit back, relax, and prepare to be educated and entertained, but mostly entertained.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the New Author Podcast. Today is June 28th, 2020. It is episode number 82, and I am sleepy. I am here with my co-host, as always, Lindsay Evanoff. How are you doing, Lindsay?
Airborne. Yeah, it's episode 82, 82nd Airborne. Oh, airborne. Okay. And now your response is supposed to be all the way.
All the way.
Do
I have to put my hands
like
up?
Not like that.
Do I have to like do this? What do I?
You're a terrible military brother-in-law.
That's true. I actually am, yes.
When you drive onto Fort Bragg, you go through the gate and you give the gate guard your ID. They say airborne, you say all the way.
Okay. Is that the only thing? Are there other ones on like Fort Bragg? At some point, do I go hoo-ah or something like that?
You would never say hoo-ah on an army post. But each army post has their thing. I forget what the others were, honestly. I think I only went on to Fort Huachuca maybe a dozen times when we lived there. I don't remember what they say. Fort Meade, I don't remember what they say. I have to ask Jeremy. He would remember. But 82nd Airborne, we lived there for 9.5 years. So that one's kind of stuck in my noggin.
Right. Is there anything now? And the one you live on now, is there anything?
We live near an Air Force base, so no.
Do they say anything?
No.
Yeah, you don't have to answer if you don't want. All right, so let's just jump right into the old stats. I am currently sitting at 66,495 words, up 1,553 words from last week. It's actually more than I thought because I only really worked on two chapters. I finished, let's see, of the finished chapters, so if I look at my story grid where I've marked off just the ones that are done, I'm at 49,376. I'll probably cross 50,000 today or tomorrow. And 36 of the 52 chapters are now complete. I believe 2 weeks ago I had 51 chapters in the book. Last week I had 53, and now I have 52. It turns out as I was working on one of my chapters this week, I didn't realize that I'd written content in it that was in one of the other ones. So I just deleted that and continued on. Let's see. So technically I have 50 chapters in the book that are numbered. I have two chapters that can really go so many different places in this book. It's not a flashback. It answers some stuff from book one, and I really want these chapters to be in there. They are part of the plot, but it doesn't matter where they go. So I have to determine where they go and then edit them. So that's kind of strange. In terms of MailerLite, I am at 664 subscribers. That's up 23 from last week. I'm gaining anywhere between 20 and 30 a week now with the promos and the Facebook ads and the whatever else it is I'm doing now. And I just want to stress the same thing that I've been stressing for the last couple weeks. These are not Jerry's readers. They did not read book one and all sign up. I mean, of the people who, it's probably 50 to 100 people who read book one and signed up for my mailing list. These are people who have downloaded promos or seen Facebook ads or whatever over the last 6 to 8 months, who the hope would be now that they're on my list, I can market to them directly and turn them into my reader. And I think I said last week, hopefully giving away the book two for free to them will do that. And so that's something I need to stress. Even though I have 664, it's not this giant awesome list of perfect readers that I have. I have to turn them into it. So in terms of my golf, which I know, I actually have three different nine holes to talk about today, which I know you're excited about. On Tuesday night, I shot a 51. It's not exactly what I want to do, but I moved my hand around a little bit and drove the ball better and farther. And I only had 14 putts last week. I had 23 the week before that. So that's good. And then this morning I got up early. That's why we're doing this a little bit later than normal. I got up at 5 a.m. and drove an hour north to go golf with some guys I work with. And I shot 44 and 49, which is a 93 for 18 holes, which is very, very good for me. I'm very happy about that. The guy that I golfed with shot 78. So he's really good. Yeah, he's really good. So those are my stats for the week. How about you?
I say wow, like I know what that means. Mm-hmm.
78 is good for 18 holes. Yeah.
Okay, great. My stats haven't really changed. I'm still at 86,788 words in book one. Didn't even open it this week. I'm still at 9,541 words in the prequel. Did not open it this week. The two betas that I talked about last week, they sent back their thoughts. I'm going to make some adjustments. They had some really good feedback. I really enjoyed that. So I'm going to make those adjustments and then send it off to the editor tonight. And she's going to work on it tomorrow and Tuesday if she needs to. I have one new subscriber, so I'm at 130 active and two unconfirmed. My betas for book one have chapters 21 through 25 and 26 through 30. 21 through 25 is due today. There's two more that need to turn it in, and they always do, so I'm not concerned about that. And then next Sunday, 26 through 30 is due, and that's it. There's 30 chapters in the book. They're done.
There's nothing stopping you from editing it and getting it out there.
Well, I have a date with my editor, July 20th. I made sure to give myself a lot of time just to make sure it's all correct. I've had two of my betas, two of the four have already read the last five chapters and, just kind of emailed me their thoughts on it. They haven't filled out the questionnaire. I actually did two questionnaires for this one. I did one regarding chapters 26 through 30, but then I did another one that was kind of based on the whole book. Like, what was your favorite part of the book? Where do you feel the book lagged? You know, which characters in the entire book do you think I should expound on? You know, things like that just kind of cover the whole book now that they're done with it. I currently have 43 pre-orders, so I'm only up one from last week, and I just can't figure out how to get more people to order. Whenever I put anything out, the response is always, I'm waiting for the paperback. I did get a Facebook message after last week's podcast. Let me just go to that real quick. It was a very nice message. Hang on.
Is it from somebody you know or somebody you don't know?
No, somebody who listened to the podcast, and they said, you know, I heard on the podcast you said that you couldn't pre-order paperbacks, but you can if you go through Ingram Spark. I think it was, yeah. Let's see here. Let me find that message. Oh, Messenger. I don't know how to use any technology, really. So I don't even really know how to find that message.
I think if you go to messenger.com, your stuff will come up. While you're searching, Ingram Spark is, I don't know a whole lot about them. That's one thing that I haven't used. But they actually are like a print to order company. They cost money to do the initial setup of the book. I mean, like $50 maybe, but there are always, promo codes out there. If you search around hard enough, you could find one. I think Mark Dawson has one in his self-publishing 101 course and his ads for authors course. I mean, they're to get that for free. And I know, Paul Teague, who I still listen to, even though he didn't put a podcast out this weekend, I just go find old stuff. he talks about in one of his podcasts from the last few weeks, how he took all of his paperbacks, like 12 to 14 or 15 or 20. I don't know. He has a ton of books. I think it was like 22 books maybe. And he put them all in Ingram Spark, and he was really, really happy with how it worked and how easy it was. So yeah. And because you're going to be in Kindle Unlimited, you can't give away the ebook once it's out there, but the paper book is not in Kindle Unlimited. You can sell that. You can give that away. You can do it. You can make that go wide if you want.
I wish I could find this. I'm so sorry for that person. I'll find it eventually. I don't know how to work this stuff. It was a very nice message, and there was even a video attached to it that said, check this out, which I do want to check out. I just haven't taken the time to do that yet. But as soon as I find that message, I will make sure I mention that person. I'm in all my messages. I can't find it. I don't know what I'm doing.
You can look for it while I'm doing my news.
Yeah, because you have a lot of news. Yeah. So anyway, I need to watch that video because I thought that since I was in KU, I wasn't allowed to put it anywhere else. So I need to figure that out. But anyway, it was a very nice message. And thank you to the person who sent that. I promise I will find it and watch the video. And I do appreciate it. That's all of my stats. As far as news goes, I have a name for book two, which I'm not going to put out yet. I told you. And I think you liked it. Didn't you like it?
I think you should change it because The Shining has already been used. So you should probably do something else.
The Shining?
That was a joke. That was like me joking. Like, that's what you told me. And then
didn't yeah. Go, so. Anyway, I've had a heck of a 24 hours, I think. Last night, just to kind of get away from our outline a little bit, last night it was after 10 and I said, okay, I'm going to bed. I had the worst headache. I had a migraine yesterday morning. It just kind of like drug on throughout the day. And I thought, I'm just going to bed. And Kian, our son, he was going to go to bed at the same time.
When you say our son, you mean you and your husband?
Me and Jeremy.
Not me and you.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying that.
Sure.
So I told him, I said, well, go upstairs and get snuggled in. And then I'll be up to tuck you in. And so I was just kind of doing the last of the things downstairs. And I walked into the kitchen and I heard water. And the faucet was off and the bathroom faucet was off. And I'm like, why do I hear water in the ceiling? All of a sudden, water started pouring through the air vent onto my kitchen counter and onto the floor. And then the other vent that's between, because we have like the island in the kitchen. So between the stove and the island, there's a vent in the ceiling and it started coming down. And then there's a bigger vent where we changed the filter over the counter. Water was pouring into our kitchen. And Kian came running downstairs and he said, the toilet is clogged. So I grab the plunger and I run upstairs and I plunge the toilet and I get the water to stop. And then we just grabbed towels and basically stood there for 20 minutes just watching the water fall out of our ceiling.
That's not fun.
It wasn't at all. We got it all cleaned up. The water finally stopped. I put the towels in the washer and like, it's fine. This morning we came downstairs and there's no water spots on the ceiling. So it literally traveled through the vent and we're pretty confident we don't have, you know, a few inches of water sitting in our ceiling. That was fun. And then since I had the migraine yesterday, I didn't do anything. So I just kind of feel like everything's backed up today. So I'm a little foggy. Anyway, okay. I've done two pre-ordered giveaways. That's going really well so far. I haven't received any new entries this week, but honestly, the entries that I have, I can do the other 10 pre-order giveaways and still draw names without running out of names. So, I take the winner out and then do the drawing for the remaining people. And the people that I've sent things to seem to really like the pre-order gifts. So I'm happy about that. And that's all of my news.
So I have a little bit more than that.
You have a lot more than that.
I'll probably go through it really fast though. So, so I talked last week about making sales and getting page reads, based on the fact that I was doing some advertising. And the reason that I think this is news, cause I'm not like breaking the bank. I'm not Mark Dawson here. The reason I think it's news is because this is the first time that I've actually run Amazon ads and made sales. I did this on and off over the last 9 months. I'll just throw some ads out there. I'll have 10 or 20 of them running, or I'll have 5 running and I'll get clicks, not very many. My ad bid will be anywhere between 25 cents and 40 cents. And I'll actually, but I don't really make very many sales. And I know at one point I had written my own blurb, and then I went to Brian Meeks and said, can you do me a favor and write me a blurb? And that stuff wasn't there yet. Those things were not working yet. So what I did was I took the Brian Meeks blurb and I changed literally the first sentence to something else. The blurb he had written for me really sounded like a romance right off the top, the very first sentence. And then through the rest of it, it had some romance to it that turned into science fiction. I literally changed the first sentence to be a science fiction-y hook. And then I left everything else he wrote, which was some romance stuff. And then the rest of the science fiction stuff. I think I might've changed a couple of words, but other than that, I left everything that he did except for that first sentence I changed. And over the past few weeks now, I'm actually making sales. If I look at my dashboard right now, I only have since, let's say, June 9th, which is what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, almost 4 weeks. I only have like 2 days where I didn't either get a sale or a page read. And in fact, today I have, Again, like I said, I'm not breaking the bank here. I'm making one sale a day here and there. But today, yesterday and today, I made one sale each. And today I actually have page reads. I had, when we first started the podcast, I had 248. Now I have 291. So my guess is someone's actually reading it as we speak, which, by the way, it's odd to me, although at work, if I go over to somebody's desk and they open up a program that I wrote, and they're like, okay, I'm going to type something into your program, I get nervous. Like, oh my God, I'm going to sit here and watch a program that I wrote and somebody else is going to use it. What if it breaks? What do I do? And it usually works. Don't get me wrong. There are bugs. But it's kind of weird because I'm not watching that person read the book, but it is kind of strange right now to refresh my page reads and see that now I'm at 291 and 10 minutes, I could refresh it and be higher. Although I will say, like I said to you before we started, I've got one person and they've already read 291 pages, or I've got 291 people that have read one page or somewhere in between. I'm not sure. So it would be really cool if it was like 291 people, because then I'd get, you know, 291 times 600 pages or whatever. But I'm really happy to see that I'm getting page reads. And as I go to my ads, I can see where it's showing me which, this is the other thing that I want to talk about. This is where I can see where it'll show me what keywords have gotten people to buy. And with the exception of one where it was an author name, I forget what the author names was, that somebody searched that author name and then bought my book off of it. Every single other keyword has the phrase time travel in it, whether it's time travel fiction, time travel was the one from today, or time travels, plural, which is an odd thing to type. That actually has two sales on it, which is an odd thing to type. Everything has to do with the word time travel. And I'm really wondering if there's a way that I could, and I don't even know how to say this, but if there's a way that I could take advantage of the fact that really the keywords that are selling my books the most are time travel related. So again, I don't know what that is. I'm going to go back into Mark Dawson's Ads for Author course and go into the advanced section and see if there's anything about keywords in there. But it's interesting to know that all but one of my sales have come from somebody typing in time travel, again, with words around it or letters around it. But because I have it in there as a phrase, a matching phrase, not the exact match, people are buying off of that. So that's something I'm going to explore over the next couple of weeks. Again, I'm not trying to become a successful author with one book out there by spending a ton of money on ads. I'm just playing. I want to see what's going on. I want to see if I can figure out. So when the next couple books come out, I have a better idea of what to target. So that's my ads. I had this really weird thing happen to me on like Wednesday or Tuesday. I forget what day it was, where I came home from work and I had gotten a message from my credit card company saying, hey, there's been some strange activity on your card. Please go here and approve these. And two of them were for my golf simulator. And the third one was Grammarly. And Grammarly was going to renew automatically and cost me like $140, $144, something like that. And there was no email telling me last week or the week before last, hey, your subscription is almost up and we're going to charge you again. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand they don't have to do that if they don't want to. When I first signed up for it last summer at this time, I probably could have, because this is about the time last year when I was going through Grammarly right before I sent it. No, I got it back from my editor and I was going through Grammarly. And so I could have put it on my Google calendar just to remind me, hey, the subscription's coming up. I do that with a lot of my subscriptions. I didn't, but I got to be honest, I kind of think as a courtesy to their customer, they should at least warn you, hey, your subscription's about to come. Now, don't get me wrong. If people forget, maybe that's a way for them to get more money. Is so many people forget and not a lot of people cancel it. They just let it go. And maybe that's one of their strategies for getting money out of people. I think it's kind of shady. So I immediately went in and just declined it. I went to my credit card and I said, I'm not paying $144 for this. I can get it for 40% off with a coupon about every 7 days. When you're not a subscriber, they send you a 40% off like every 7 days. And I was kind of annoyed that they didn't send me a reminder. So I just canceled it. I went into it yesterday to do some stuff with a chapter that I had worked on, and I get what I need out of the free version. It doesn't give me, so when you go into Grammarly and you put your chapter, I do it chapter by chapter. You're going to get, let's see, correctness, which is like mistakes, grammar, punctuation. You're going to get clarity, which says it says helps make your writing easier to understand. Engagement helps make your writing more interesting and effective. Delivery helps you make the right impression on your reader. And plagiarism, which, you know, is fun to check, but I've never once had to, you know, I check it every time, never had to worry about that as being a problem. So
yeah,
in the free version, I believe all you get is correctness and clarity. And those are two huge things. And my score from the 2200 word chapter I did yesterday is 98%. So I think I did pretty good with that without the paid version. So I'm going to keep using the free version. You just bought something else, right? Einstein? No. What was the one? Hemingway?
Yes. Hemingway.
And you paid for it, right?
Yeah.
Have you used it at all?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I use both Grammarly and Hemingway. I do like it a lot. It gives you a little bit of a different perspective than Grammarly does. I tend to write in run-on sentences, really long, drawn-out sentences, and I like that it tells me that.
So if you, one thing you can check, see if there's a place in there where you can like get a referral or something by sending it to somebody else, and then send me a link and see, I'll see if I can buy it and see if it, how much, because I did like Grammarly. I liked it a lot. I just didn't like that they were just charging me. And again, I say out of nowhere, knowing that if I would have written it down a year ago, it wouldn't have been out of nowhere, but I didn't. And it, I didn't.
Yeah. I was just actually looking at mine and it's, they're going to charge me again on July 13th. And I can't find in my settings how to, because it's set on automatic. I can't find in my settings how to change that.
I literally just went through bankofamerica.com and declined it. Now the thing is like, it would have just, it's a great coincidence that I ordered some other stuff at the same time. And it said, hey, you've got all these different orders from places you don't normally order from. Can you just verify if it wasn't for those other two things, they might've just charged it. And knowing me, I'm lazy. I would just let it go. I'm like, okay, I'll take it for another year. But thank God I didn't.
I found at the bottom, it says cancel subscription in red. Okay.
So are you canceling yours or?
Yeah, I think I'm going to, because if I can get the same things with the free version.
Now you lose out on the engagement and the delivery. Those were always my lowest amount of problems, those two. And then the plagiarism, you know, I would always have three or four plagiarisms, if you want to call it that, per chapter, where it was things like, he walked up the stairs. Oh, that was used in a blog 10 years ago. Well, that's not plagiarism then. So, you know, it's not like I was writing things like to be or not to be.
I don't know. I'm not going to hit the button yet. I'm going to look at it and see.
Okay. Yeah. So let's see. So that is Grammarly. So, okay. Back to my kind of my non-writing goals before book two comes out. Number one, get to 700 subscribers. You remember a couple maybe a month ago, it was get to 600. It was get to 500. Well, now it's get to 700. I'm at 664. And I got to be honest with you guys. I talked a couple weeks ago about, I'm not sure if I'm going to do any more promos. I am all in on these promos. Book Funnel and Story Origin. I'll be doing more. I'll be doing them as long as I can do them. And I will be writing the word freebies in my email subject line, because I've done like six email blasts in the last 12 weeks or so. And the one that I didn't write freebies got the lowest amount of opens and clicks by a decent amount, not like a 1% less. Like I'm talking, you know, 8-9% less opens and clicks. So I'm going to look today. I'll send an email out. I was going to send an email out this weekend to keep the every 2 weeks going, and I literally forgot. I just did not remember. So I think I'll write something up once we're done here, and I'll send it out maybe either today in the evening or tomorrow morning. And then I'll resend on Tuesday to the people who don't open. And because that way I can promo, the story origin ends on Tuesday and the book funnel goes through July 14th. The book funnel one, that's a strange one, because I've had 157 clicks and 71 claims. That's pretty good. I'm pretty happy with that halfway through the year, the month or the 30 days. But I've only sent 35 people. So of the, when I sent that email blast out 2 weeks ago, only 35 people clicked through to BookFunnel. I usually get a lot more than that, and I'm not sure why this one didn't. So in the email blast I send out today, I'll switch it back. I'll put freebies as a subject line. I'll put it at the top, and we'll just see if I get more clicks based on that. The story origin one, as I said, it ends Tuesday. Again, that's a small one, only 37 authors, 48 books. I've only gotten 23 new email addresses from that one, and it's been about a month. So you're talking less than one per day, which is really low for these promos I've been working through. I don't know what it is. I'm happy to have those 23, don't get me wrong, but I really was hoping for more. And like I said, I will be joining more. As I said earlier, the people that are on my list are not my true fans, but the more people I get on my list, the more people I have to convert to my true fans. So I'm happy to get more. Facebook ads. Again, I'm running a Facebook ad. It points to my website as a way to get people to sign up for the newsletter. And that's been going for about a month. And I've gotten, I think, 23 clicks I've gotten more clicks, but I've gotten 23 new subscribers from that Facebook ad. So I'm really happy about that. And it's going to go until we're running this until June 30th. So Tuesday it'll end. And then what I'm probably going to do is I'm going to use BookBrush to create a new ad, something completely different. And then we'll run maybe that whole ad for all of next month. And then what I'm thinking is my book, I'm still looking at September 1st or the 9th, maybe, or the 8th as a day to release. Maybe once we get closer to that, I'll start running ads to book one. But right now I'm just running everything. It's all about the newsletter for me right now, which is, it's funny. This is the kind of thing that Mark Dawson says in his self-publishing 101 course, you know, multiple times. If you're a first time author, it's your first or your second book. It's all about the newsletter. That's all you should care about. And yet I run Facebook ads and I run Amazon ads because I'm trying to sell book one and all this good stuff. And then in the end, it all comes back to, it's all about Facebook ads. So it's all about newsletter signups. So that's the most important thing to me, because once book two comes out, I really, really want to try to get book one. Like, I'll do those. I'll drop the 99 cents. I'll do all those email promos, all that stuff I did back in January when I got myself up into the top 20 of time travel fiction, I think. I'll do all that stuff again with the hope this time that people will then go on and read book two. I am going to do a pre-order. I kind of like hearing you talk about your pre-order, so I'm going to do a pre-order. I don't know when I'm going to do it for, though. I want to have something to add to the end of book one that is book two. And I don't want to put unedited chapters in there now and do a pre-order now. I'd rather wait until I had maybe the draft I'm working on finished, or maybe I get it back from my editor. I haven't decided yet, but I will do a pre-order ahead of time and see how that works. I just don't know when. Let's see. I have a couple of little things here. My Facebook author page, I'm still at 137 in terms of likes, 142 followers, nothing new this week. I didn't really do anything with it. I keep threatening that I'm going to paste or that I'm going to post on Facebook, but I keep not doing it. So, you know, it's, I don't know. I still don't know what to make of this Facebook author page. I heard somebody say, I don't remember who it was. It might've been David Goggren. He was on the Six Figure Author podcast this past week. I listened to it yesterday, and he talked about picking one platform. I think it was him. I mean, I could be wrong about this, but somebody talked about picking one platform and just, you know, do your ad. Oh, it was social media. They were talking about social media, and he said, pick one. Don't try to be on every platform in terms of being an author. If you want to do Facebook, do Facebook. If you want to do Instagram, do Instagram. But in that way, you know, you're not like spreading out the content. You're really working hard on one of them. So I don't know what to make of this Facebook author page. Do I really want to, I'm going to have it to have, but I don't know how much activity I'm going to do with it. So, And lastly, I have a quick financial update, and this is not paying off bills. As I mentioned last week, I am all in on building this golf simulator in my backyard. I did a lot of work yesterday with it. And the cool thing was, I ordered all this stuff over the last 2 weeks. I didn't have to put any of my credit card. I just pulled it right out of my checking account. And the good thing about that is I never really was able to do that before. If I want to buy something bigger than like $100, $200, I had to actually use my credit card because I didn't have the cash. Well, I had the cash this week. And it's,
woohoo!
Yeah, that's really exciting. So now that cash could have gone on my credit card and knocked the balance down a little bit further. But who cares? I'm building a golf simulator. And let's see. So that is my news. I don't know. Did you have anything you want to interject? Did you find that messenger?
No, I can't find it anywhere. And I'm a little irritated because I know I didn't delete it because I thought I can't look at it right now, but I'm going to look at it. And now I can't find it, but I'll keep searching. I'll find it eventually, or I'll have Jeremy find it for me.
We'll talk about it next week if you don't find it until between now. So. Okay. So in terms of last week was a little bit different for me. I actually had to go to work all week, which was, I mean, I hadn't been there since March 17th. So on Monday, I got up at 5 a.m. and drove up and did a normal day, the normal day that I would have done, you know, 5 months ago, except we don't have yoga anymore. So I left at 4. I wrote at lunch Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. I did all that. I got up at 5 a.m. and wrote at lunch. And I was working on, I have a chapter, it's chapter 44, that is a really long chapter. There's a lot of stuff that happens in it. And I would find myself, you know, writing something about a character. For example, I have this part of this chapter where one of my main characters, she jumps off of a broken down robot onto a pool deck. And it's like she does this perfect little gymnastics move and sticks the landing. And then I thought, oh, she's a gymnast. So I went back to chapter two and I added in this sentence that where she basically explains that she got into college on a gymnastics scholarship. Like, that was nowhere near her character a week ago. And now she's a gymnast. And I love that. I love doing that stuff. There was another scene in that chapter where she was beating the crap out of some guy. And at one point, she says, I hate this guy. And I thought, okay, she hates bullies. So I went back to chapter two and I had her talking about her college professor who she didn't like. And then I just added this little sentence where she said something, he's a bully and I hate bullies. And I'm not expecting anyone reading the book. They get to chapter 44 and they just think, oh yeah, she was a gymnast. She was a gymnast in college. No wonder she can do that. I just like the idea of it rounding out her character and making her character seem like a real person. More than it already had. So I've been doing that a lot over the past couple of weeks with some of these later chapters where I'll add in a piece of dialogue and I'll say, oh, I want the people to understand why that dialogue was said. So I'll just go back to a random chapter, chapter 21, and I'll just add something about their character where that makes sense in chapter 44. That's been really fun. That's the seeding thing that I always talk about as being my favorite part of writing, is going back and seeding these things in, because I want readers to have that aha moment. And the example that I always give is on Lost, we know that Hurley won the lottery. And in one of the later season one episodes, I think season one, the story is all about Jin and Sun, but in the background on their TV, you see an interview with Hurley who had just won the lottery. And it's like, if you weren't paying attention, you didn't notice it. And even if you did notice it, it had nothing to do with that episode, but it keeps those stories kind of intertwined with each other and makes it, to me, it makes it more real. And I like that. So a lot of the chapter that I worked on this week was all about doing that with my characters. On Friday, it was a half a day. It was my reduced work schedule day. I left at 11, but I stopped at our corporate office on the way home to have some lunch with some friends who I hadn't seen for a while because of the whole COVID, nobody's going back to work. So it was nice to see them. I think there were four of us around this little picnic table. That was nice. And then I came home and kept working on that chapter. Yesterday was a super busy day. I went to Chick-fil-A, and you know Chick-fil-A is in Niles. It's about 20 minutes, 25 minutes from here. So I drove to Chick-fil-A and drove home, ate my breakfast, and then I finished up that chapter, which is nice, chapter 44. And then I had to go back and make changes to chapter 43 based on 44. Then I got back in the car, picked up the dad, and we went to Home Depot, or as I like to call
back
it.
Back in Niles.
Yeah, back to Niles. I call it the Home Depot. To me, it's like a fancy way of saying Home Depot. So I call it the Home Depot. So you may hear me talking about that. Bought some fence posts, or what would it say? Conduit posts? I don't know. I don't know what the men say. It's weird. And then some plywood, and stopped back at his house, and we built this platform that I'm going to stand on for my golf simulator. And the posts go with my 10 by 10 by 10 net, which I got a couple days ago. Didn't expect to get it until next week, but I got it a couple days ago. So this morning I went golfing early. We're podcasting now. And then I'm going to go outside and I'm going to build this 10 by 10 by 10 fence, this netting, I mean. And then I'm probably going to come in and work on the next chapter later on in the evening. So that's kind of what my week was. It was busier. I was more tired than normal because I had to get up at 5 a.m. every day, which I haven't done in a while. It was a good week. I'm expecting a really good week this week too. So I don't know. What does your week look like? Was your week any different? Was it the same?
It was different just because I didn't really do too much writing. Every day I had dinner at Anna's and we watched an 80s movie just like normal. I taught 1 to 4 classes each morning, just like normal. Actually, Wednesday, I think I had 5 classes. Anyway, I got this, this was like 6 weeks ago. I had ordered from Etsy this little model, I guess, of a bookstore. And so I spent all day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, building this model. And I'm talking like you cut out this little strip of paper, and then you fold it a specific way, and then it looks like a book. And there are probably 150 books in this little model that I had to sit and fold each one. I had to glue all the shelves together, and I had to build the chair. Like, you literally build everything. It was really tedious, and it was really fun. I enjoyed it a lot. But I had my plotter screen up on my desk, and while I'm building the bookstore, as ideas about book two came to me, I put them in plotter immediately. So I basically just spent the week outlining book two and doing that bookstore. Our air conditioner outside keeps freezing up. And so the heating and air guy came on Friday and he said, the outside is thawed, but the inside is frozen solid. You need to leave it off for at least 24 hours. And I said, well, it's 95 degrees outside. So we compromised, and during the day we turn it off and let it thaw. And then at night we turn it back on so that we can at least sleep in the cool. Cause we only spend about half of our day here anyway, before we go over to Anna's house, and her air conditioner works just fine. So we've been kind of dealing with that as well. Just kind of sweating all day. He's going to come back tomorrow, hopefully fix it. So that we can have air conditioning in this very hot Southern summer. Oh, and I also this week started using the paid version of Duolingo. And got back to learning Russian. So,
oh, I didn't see that. I thought Duolingo was going to be something writing related. I was going to be like, oh, what does that do? And then you just dropped learning Russian on me. Why?
Yeah. Like 2 years ago, I was using the free version, and you can only get so far on the free version. But then, you know, like my job had changed. I wasn't in the field anymore. I was working from home. And then I started writing, and then my job went away, and I've been so focused on writing. I haven't gotten back to the Russian. And so I want to just kind of set aside 30 minutes twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening, to go through the lessons, because I've always wanted to learn Russian. I have to say, I can understand it better than I can speak it, like a lot, because they make noises that we don't make as Americans. But it's fun. I really like it a lot. So I went ahead and I did the paid version so that I can get more out of it and actually learn Russian. And I think, you know, like I watch a lot of hockey, and there's a lot of Russian hockey players. I watch Dancing with the Stars. There are quite a few Russian dancers. I want to know what they're saying. That's the reason.
There's a YouTube guy. I don't remember his name, but he speaks really, really good, like, different Chinese dialect. I don't know if dialects is the right word. Mandarin.
Yeah, and some there's other two.
So he'll walk through Chinatown in New York, and he'll sit down in a restaurant and he'll talk in English. The people around him are talking in whatever Chinese language they're speaking. And then out of nowhere, he'll just break into Chinese. And it's fun to watch the people who can hear him. The looks on their face are like, oh my God, it's shocking looks on their face. I love watching these videos. They're really fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. There's a lot of Russian speakers in London, I noticed when I was there. Russian and Polish, it seems like there's a lot. So it'll be fun to just go somewhere where people are speaking Russian and know what they're saying. And I've never learned a second language. You know, I took Spanish in high school, but I failed Spanish 2. There was no way I was going to Spanish 3. So I just really wanted to broaden my horizons even more, as if writing isn't hard enough to learn. But that was my week. It was a really, really slow week as far as writing goes, because I really just plotting book 2 was the only thing that I did. My running list of future things to do, I still want to make a Google form for a street team. Again, I just feel like I'm really pestering my Facebook people, so I've been putting that off. And I need to figure out how to make more sales. A lot of people want the paperback version, not the digital version.
Well, good luck learning Ingram Spark. I signed up for it and I just stopped. I didn't even bother to try it. So
you know,
it's not like I tried and failed. But it's, you know, in Drafted Digital, it's probably very similar to what you do in Drafted Digital, where you're building your ebook. You're just building your paperback.
Yeah.
And I'd be curious to know. I don't know very much about Ingram Spark at all, so I'd be curious to know what you learn.
Yeah. As soon as I find that message, because there's a video there, and I think that's going to be helpful. So I just need to find that. But that's all I have as far as running list of things to do. What about you?
Before I get to my running list of things to do, I'm going to post a picture of this, but it's amazing what advertising does, successful advertising does. I'm looking at my, if you go into the book report app, it'll show you like this ranking area, and it's kind of a dot. What is it? A plot chart, a dot chart. I don't know what that is, but you can see like between March 3rd, on April 2nd, somebody bought my book and it moved up to 148,000. And then over the next, I don't know, 2 to 3 weeks, it just dropped all the way to 839. And it's like this constant drop down. And then all of a sudden somebody bought one and it went up to 185,000. And then it dropped. And then somebody bought one and went 205, and then it dropped all the way. And it's like this constant thing. Now, if you look at the chart though, if you, you know, as I started, advertising. June 9th is the first time that I sold a book or had a download with the advertising. It went to 166, but it only fell to 287. Then it went back up, and then it fell only to 332. Then it went up. And now, I mean, as I've only been as low as 270, and I'm at my highest point right now in the Amazon store, which is 98,000. If I get one more sale today, I could jump up to 50 or 60,000. And it's amazing how that chart changes once you start advertising. I feel like this is an interesting post for 20 books even. I never post in that 20 books thread because I'm always afraid I'm going to post the wrong thing and get yelled at. So,
yeah.
But I think this is an interesting post where I can say, I have one book out. Here's where I started doing advertising successfully. And my second book's coming out in a couple months. And I'm kind of learning. I don't really know if it's a post or not. I don't know if people would care, but I'm going to post this picture in the show notes, but I think I might throw it onto 20 books tomorrow because you can't post on Sundays and see, see if anybody has any questions or if anybody has any, I might even ask, hey, is any advice on how to, you know, what do I do next? You know, that kind of a thing. So,
yeah.
So I will definitely put this picture out there. Look in the show notes for it. In terms of the things that I'm addicted to. Oh no, we're on running lists. Running lists of future things to do. Okay. So I talked about this last week, but this is something I'm going to do this week now that I'm actually home, working from home and I'm not driving or like I was. I want to create a couple different landing pages on either BookFunnel or MailerLite, a couple lists on MailerLite. Cause I need to know, I'm really curious. The number of people that are coming from this Facebook ad, right now I'm dropping them into a list called organic readers. Now I'm assuming I'm not getting any organic readers. I might get one or two, but based on the past, I'm not getting any. So I can guess that I had 23 new subscribers from that Facebook ad that I've been running all month. But maybe I only have 12 and I have 12 new organic readers. I doubt it. But so what I want to do is I want to create a couple new landing pages on BookFunnel, and I want to send those pages to different lists on MailerLite just to get an idea of where people are coming from. Again, it doesn't matter to me at the moment where people are coming from, but down the road when I start getting organic readers, I'm going to want to know who they are. I'm also going to want the automation sequence to reflect who they are. If they read book one, I want to send them to book two. If they read book two, I can only assume they read book one, but I can put something in the back for book one, and I can put something in for my Origins free book. So I want to try to customize each book, the back of each book, to kind of move people along through the series as best I can. And I feel like I need landing pages to do that. I need separate mailing lists to do that, and I need separate automation sequences to do that. So these are things I'm going to start looking into this weekend because I have a really nice long weekend coming. I also have, you know, again, the same stuff I've been talking about for what seems like forever. Create a webpage for people who have finished book one. I had somebody ask me about that this week. She said, when's book two going to come out? And are you going to put a catch-up type of list? She asked me if I was going to do it in book two, which I may. But what I want to do is I want to create a webpage that people can go to and look at it. I'll just link to the webpage. Although I guess if it's in the paperback, maybe I wanted the paperback because you're not clicking a link in the paperback. So something I got to think about. I'm also going to do a newsletter swap. I'm going to look at those this afternoon or tomorrow evening or next weekend and try to find somebody to swap with. I've never done one of those before. And I think I told you before, I'm always nervous making the first move in anything that I do. So that's going to be something I have to get over, and we'll see. Then I have Patreon and blah, autograph paperbacks, who cares, whatever. in terms of my addicted to, so the golf simulator is something I talked about last week, watching a lot of videos. I actually purchased a ton of hardware and almost all of it has come already. Some of the stuff the rest of it should come this week, but some of it could come tomorrow. Like I said earlier, the 10x10x10 net showed up, and today I'm going to build that net out back on this perfect spot I have. And by the end of today, I hope to have all that up. I can actually take my laptop out there and start hitting if I want to, even though I don't have my screen yet or my projector. I can still hook to my laptop and watch the golf game on my laptop. So that's fine. But one other thing that I want to talk about, and this is something that's slowly been coming in over the past couple of weeks and really, really came in this week. I as you know, we love The Office.
Yes.
And I love Seinfeld and Cheers, and we both love Golden Girls, Andy Griffith. Uh-huh. These are some of my, and I love Arrested Development. These are some of my favorite television shows, but, and I think you agree with me on this, because I think you and I have talked about this before, but there has never been any television show that's made me laugh more than Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Great show.
It's one of the funniest shows. So I don't know how this happened, but on my YouTube, on my Roku in my living room, YouTube started suggesting Whose Line videos to me. And I've been watching those. So in the evening, it'll be like 9:30. I'll be getting ready for bed and I'll just throw one or two of them on. And I think I laugh more at night when I'm tired than I do during the day. But that show is one of the funniest, if not the funniest show of all time.
Yeah, I agree.
People like Ryan Stiles and Colin Mochrie and Wayne Brady need to get more credit for being comedians than they get, because they are hilarious. And if you're bored, just go to YouTube and type Whose Line Is It Anyway and find some of the best of clips. And they are so funny. I laugh myself to tears like every night this week watching just a 10-minute clip on that show.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I agree. When I had Paris, I had a C-section with her. And for anybody who's ever had their guts cut open, you know that coughing and laughing are not fun activities for a couple of weeks after you've had your guts cut open. And we used to watch that show all the time. And I remember after I brought her home, it was, you know, that the day I brought her home or the day after I brought her home, we were just doing our normal thing. She was sleeping. We put on Whose Line Is It Anyway. I lasted about 45 seconds. And I had to go in the bedroom and hide while Jeremy continued to watch it, because it makes me laugh so hard. I love it.
It is a fantastic show. And I think it's still on. I think it's still on somewhere, like the WB or one of those cable channels with, like, I think, is it Aisha Tyler that might be hosting it?
No idea.
It's the woman who was on the first season of The Ghost Whisperer, which I love that show, even though it was horror. And she was on the first season, and the last two episodes of that season is some of the best drama I've ever seen. And it had to do with her as one of the side characters. And there's a big shock ending that no one saw coming. It's so good. And I think she's the host. And I think Colin Mochrie and Ryan Stiles are still on it. And there are some people on there that I think I recognize, but I don't know. I've never watched any of the new ones. It's just, I go back to the Drew Carey ones. And I love Drew Carey, so I'll go back to the Drew Carey ones and just watch them. They're so good.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I agree.
So that's my addicted to. How about you?
Oh, still ice cream. I had to stop eating ice cream because I call it my moped tire. It's not really a spare tire, but my moped tire was getting a little overinflated. Okay. So I started back up in the gym, which I hate. And I started eating watermelon instead of ice cream, but I still crave the ice cream. So this week, let's see here. Monday, tomorrow, I have one class. I'm going to do some more plotting of book two. I need to get my newsletter ready because I send a newsletter out the last Tuesday of every month, which is this coming Tuesday. So I need to get that ready. I want to remind people that my subscribers are going to get the prequel on July 6th. So I'm going to send another newsletter out on July 6th, which I don't normally do two per month, but I'm going to send a link to that prequel. That's another thing I wanted to ask you about. We had talked last week, actually twice, because we talked about it. Then we had to redo the podcast and we talked about it again. How much of book one to put at the end of the prequel? And I think I'm going to do three chapters, which is less than 10% by just a little bit. However, it won't have gone to the editor yet. It's not going to the editor until July 20th. And I think that creates a problem if I'm going to do a book funnel promo.
I wonder if you could. Now, I don't think it creates a problem because the promo is for the novella. It's not for... Wait, what hasn't gone to the editor? The first book or the novella?
None of it has gone. So the novelette is going to the editor today so that I can get that out to my subscribers on July 6th. But the novel doesn't go to the editor until July 20th.
So you're saying how much of the... Oh, you're saying I'm putting the unedited novel in the back of the novelette, as you call it.
Yes.
So
yes.
I would say this. I would say there is... Because the novelette is the key to your promo, and you know that's the thing that's going to be edited and that's going to be essentially done, I'd say that's fine. But what I would probably do is I would put a note before you start reading the novel that just says, hey, make it almost like a, turn it into a positive and say, hey, by the way, this hasn't been edited yet, but here are the first three chapters of the upcoming novel. You know, if you like what you read, the pre-order is available. It will go to the editor on July, whatever. And you know, check back on September 1st for the actual real version. So I would actually just own it. Just put it in there and say that, but make it like you're giving them an extra bonus in that novelette that they didn't expect to see.
Yeah. I thought about that, but I also thought about, so when I talked to our editor, she said that she thinks that she can do the novelette tomorrow in one day, but she blocked out 2 days just in case. Would it be too much to email her and say, hey, I want to put the first three chapters in the back of the novelette. If you have time, could you do those as well?
I don't know if I would do that. I mean, you're paying her. It's not like you're asking the mom to do that who you're not paying. But I would say that I believe what our editor does is, I believe she reads the whole thing from begin to end first and then goes back and does the editing.
Oh. After
that. So I don't know if, I feel like if she's going to get far enough to read the whole thing and edit the first three chapters, she's going to be done the same day anyway. So I don't know if I would go out and ask her that.
Yeah, I might just put the little caveat at the beginning of book one at the end of the novelette. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so that's been on my mind. Tuesday is the third pre-order drawing. I teach two classes in the morning. I'm going to work on plotting book two. Wednesday, I teach three classes, plot book two, work on the prequel revision. So I'm hoping that, you know, the editor can get the novelette done Monday and or Tuesday. And then I'm planning Wednesday and Thursday to make those corrections. Friday, I don't have any classes. I took Friday, Monday, and Tuesday off, because I wasn't sure how this COVID thing was going to go. And if our hometown was having their giant 4th of July celebration, we wanted to come up. When I found out that it was canceled, I thought, having some days off will be nice. So I just kept my schedule blocked out for that. Also, Hamilton is going to be on Disney Plus. Do you subscribe to Disney Plus?
Oh boy, do I.
I
do for Star Wars, but I have Disney Plus because of Star Wars. But I can't wait. I'll be watching it Friday. It's amazing. Yeah. I have a, let's just say I found a way to find a bootleg copy of the original cast that I have, and I have it downloaded on my computer and I've watched it. I love the original cast. I can't wait to watch this on Disney Plus.
I've never seen it. I've heard some of the music, but I've never seen it. So I'm pretty excited to watch it.
I love David Diggs plays, Thomas Jefferson and, the French guy, I can't remember his name now. That's how long it's been since I saw it. And he's so good. Like he's like, so, I want to use the word boisterous as Thomas Jefferson. He's so good. So I'm really excited to see this.
Yeah. Friday, we're skipping an 80s movie and we're watching Hamilton. So.
Oh, I wish I could be there.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
I want to get on Skype with you and just watch with you guys online as you guys are watching.
None of us have ever seen it. So,
really? Oh, yeah. Please just, I want to get on Skype and just point it at you guys. I don't even care about the.
Just watch us watching it.
I've seen it on YouTube a couple times. Oh, that's where I got it, the bootleg. Me and the mom went and saw it in Cleveland two summers ago with a different cast. But the original, the guy that plays Aaron Burr is so good. He's so good. So yeah, I'm very excited to see this.
Yeah, we'll be watching that. Saturday I have the Zoom call with my military friends, still working on plotting. It's the 4th of July. We'll go down to Anna's. The only thing really that we're going to do different than we do any other night is get fireworks and set them off in the driveway. Other than that, it's going to be the same. Sunday, podcast, laundry, still work on plotting book two. Just probably open up book one and go through it again, you know, kind of one last pass before it's ready to go to the editor. That'll be 2 weeks of, I haven't even looked at it, which isn't very long, but, I kind of miss it. I really love the story and I kind of miss it. So, that's my week. That's really all I have.
Mine is actually pretty good this week. I'm actually expecting big things this week. Monday, I'm back working from home, which is good. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll work from home. I'll write at lunch on Monday and Wednesday. Tuesday, I'll work through lunch because I have to leave early to go golfing in my golf league. Thursday is actually my half day this week, my reduced work scheduled day. I will write right afterwards. I tend to do errands on my half day. So I'm guessing I'll do errands on Thursday this week. But as of right now, I have no errands to run. I'm going to go to the store. I have a grocery delivery tomorrow, but the only store that will deliver to me, which isn't in my town, doesn't have Coke Zero. So I will go to the grocery store either tonight when there's nobody there or sometime tomorrow in the morning when there's nobody there, and I'll get Coke Zero. And I ordered this stuff to make the hash brown casserole. I kind of am addicted to that, just so you know.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. We should put the recipe up. It's so good.
It's maybe I will. It's really simple.
Well, you're supposed to put onions in it, but I don't like onions.
Neither
do
I. I don't.
Yeah. Great. Now I want hash brown casserole.
Yeah.
We're having French toast and bacon for dinner tonight. I think hash brown casserole would go beautifully with that.
French toast and bacon, such a great breakfast dinner.
See, you should just move to Georgia.
Probably should.
There's a house across the street from Anna for sale.
And the funny thing is after hearing my boss tell me, I don't care where you work. You can work, you know, from Vegas if you want. I could probably move down there and work every day out of that house. Wait, I thought it was the house beside her. It's the house across from her.
Is that one sold? The one across the street, the people, they moved in like 2 weeks after we moved in and they had Ohio plates. And I had put an old desk that Paris used when we lived in Hawaii out by the road. And she stopped and she was like, hey, do you mind if I take that desk? And I'm like, yeah, that's great. And I said, I see you have Ohio plates. Are you from there? Well, they had just moved here from Wright Pat down by where Paris lives.
Oh, right.
And so they're PCSing again. I have no idea where they're going. That's literally the only time I talked to her. She was very nice. I just never saw her.
Does it have a fenced-in backyard?
It does have a fenced-in backyard, but it's a small backyard because there's a I don't know what they're called. It's like the water where water runs off so it doesn't flood.
Swimming pool?
No. No, they like dig out this kind of like a ravine thing. And then when it rains a lot, it runs, it holds water so that our neighborhood doesn't flood. Which is the reason why, you know, like Anna didn't buy a house on that side of the street because of the backyard.
Oh yeah.
But there's a small street. Yeah. There is a small fenced in yard. Well, not really the street. That's around the corner. So it's just kind of field behind it. The street is kind of more across the street from my house.
Right.
So anyway.
Yeah. The reason that I am taking half a day on Thursday is because Friday is actually a holiday for us. July 4th is Saturday. So we get Friday off, which means, you know, I don't have anything planned. And if I do my errands on Thursday, whatever errands there are, I really have nothing for for Friday. The hope is that I have my golf stuff by then and I can actually spend some time outside in that simulator playing around with it, making it better. I have a feeling that once I get it set up, I'm going to want to do stuff like, oh, I'll put a shelf here for my computer, you know, things like that. So that'll be good. Saturday, I'm off. Saturday is July 4th. You mentioned fireworks. Yeah, our town is 4,500 people. That's how many the population is. When on the fireworks night, July 4th night, the population is right around 20,000 people. I mean, it gets four times as many people. We have a giant carnival and there's all kinds of stuff that go on during the day. And then the fireworks are in the baseball fields at night. Literally, I can see it from my back porch. I'm very close to it. And it's all canceled this year, which is kind of disappointing. I guess I get why they canceled it, but I kind of still wish they would have had it. And I haven't gone to fireworks in 20 years. I just wish they would have had it anyway, because I do like it. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our whole lives, there's been that celebration. This will be the first time in our lifetime that, at least it seems that way. I don't know when we were little kids, but.
When we were little kids, we'd go over to that gas well. Is that what that was? And we'd climb up on that gas well at Simpson's house.
Yeah.
And we'd watch the fireworks from there. And we had like our own private seating. It was great.
Yeah. And usually when we go to Ohio, we don't go down to the park anymore. We sit on Jeremy's dad's roof, the roof of his house.
Oh, really?
Because it's just, you know, 3 or 4 blocks away. It's great.
Wow. I didn't know you guys went up on the roof. Is it flat?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not it's flat-ish. I mean, we don't slide off. Yeah, but we've been doing that since we were teenagers. So,
and then Sunday we'll do the podcast and I'll do some writing and then whatever else comes up will come up. But I'm really excited to have 3.5 days basically off. And I have 16 chapters left and 5 or 6 of them are already written and edited. I just have to go through them and make sure if I need to change anything, I change it. I should get through those pretty quick. And then I'm down to like the last 8 or 9 that are really just rewrites of stuff that happened in book one. So
yeah,
I'm getting close. Our editor actually emailed me yesterday and she said, hey, just wanted to see if, I know it's a little early. Just wanted to see if you've got the week of, she's like, I got the week of August 10th reserved. And she's like, I can hold it for you, but just want to make sure if you're going to make it for August 10th because I didn't make it for the first one. And I wrote back, oh yeah, I'll make it this time. Cause I'm just going to send her whatever I have. I don't care. On August 10th, she's getting whatever I have. And then we chatted, you know, about, I asked her how, you know, she's in Brazil and I asked her how Brazil was, cause I know they've got giant numbers with the coronavirus. And she's like, ah, you know, I don't really go outside. I work from home. So I'll just keep staying in. And she asked me about 20 books to 50K. So I'm going to respond to her later today. And,
yeah.
So anyway, yeah, she's very nice. She's very chatty. I'm wondering if you start emailing with her about your book, I wonder if she'll start getting chatty with you because we always have one email about the book and then 7 or 8 emails that are just about whatever. So that'd be fun. Let's see. So that is all I have today. Do you have anything else?
No, that's all I have.
All right. Now I have to go back and listen and try to find a title because I wasn't really paying attention the whole time. For the podcast. But okay, so if you have questions or comments, you can find me at jerryevanoff.com. You can email me jerry@jerryevanoff.com. Find me on Twitter by tweeting me, search JerryE25 or Jerry Evanoff. I actually did something on Instagram yesterday, and I think I'm going to today. So I think I'm going to do some Instagram stuff coming up.
You did? I've been on Instagram. I didn't see anything.
Yeah, you actually liked the post. So
I did?
Yeah, you did. It was a picture of the stuff we were building in the dad's garage yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think I thought that was Snapchat.
Oh, no. Yeah. You are not a tech.
I had a really rough 24 hours. I'm telling you. Yesterday I texted you and I said, hey, I can't find where I put the landing page on Drafted Digital. And you were like, it doesn't go on Drafted Digital. It goes on Book Funnel.
Yeah.
Which I know that. Anyway.
Yeah. I only have 22 people. No, I have 33 people that follow me on Instagram. I'm not going away from Snapchat, but I'm going to start doing some of my Snapchat stuff on Instagram because I'm going to just be honest with you guys. I'm hilarious. See? And, I feel like I want to put it on Instagram because I have more followers on Instagram. And if I'm going to be hilarious, it shouldn't be going to waste, and it's going to waste right now.
It is going to waste, yeah.
So I'm going to put it on Instagram and probably on Facebook. Find me on Facebook. My author page is facebook.com/JerryEvanoffAuthor. And I'm still going to do stuff on Snapchat, but I'm going to float away from Snapchat and go to Instagram.
Did you do a cooking video making hash brown casserole?
I don't remember. I mean, I can do that probably. It wouldn't be till tomorrow night because my Instacart comes tomorrow during the morning. So I can do it tomorrow. I could actually do it for lunch also because I would probably make that for lunch. So
yeah, I might make that for lunch today.
Yeah. Wow. Hash brown casserole so and then French toast and bacon. What a great eating day you're going to have.
Yes. It's a great day.
Spare tires adding some pounds to it, but.
Oh, it's not a spare tire. It's a moped tire.
It's a moped tire. Sorry.
You can find me at lindsayevanoff.com. You can email me at lindsay@lindsayevanoff.com, facebook.com/lindsayevanoffauthor, Instagram @lindsayevanoffauthor, and Twitter @evanofflindsay. So if you like our podcast, give us a review on the podcast page. And until next week.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the New Author Podcast. Check back next week for another episode. And for more information, find Jerry at www.jerryevanoff.com. And Lindsay at www.lindsayevanoff.com.